USA Radio News.
Numerous big tech companies have been duped into providing customers sensitive personal information used to harass and even sexually extort minors. This, according to Bloomberg News, federal law enforcement officials and industry investigators. The companies deceived by fraudulent legal requests include Meta Platforms, Apple, Apple Inc.'s Google, Snap, Twitter, and Discord. Bloomberg reports the obtained data targeted specific women and minors. 73% of Americans support U.S. efforts to supply Ukraine with weapons. A Reuters Ipsos poll completed on Tuesday shows that's the highest level of support since Russia invaded its neighbor in February. The two-day poll comes as the U.S. and its allies ramp up plans to deliver heavy weapons to Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation, 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation, 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse.
Vice President Kamala Harris has COVID-19. Lance Pry has the story.
The White House is reporting Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday tested positive for COVID-19. Harris, who is fully vaccinated and received a booster shot back in October, has no symptoms. She will isolate and work from the Vice President's residence in Washington. Should be noted, vaccinated Democrat Senators Chris Murphy from Connecticut and Ron Wyden from Oregon also tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday. Both have mild symptoms. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an emergency request to block a race-based admissions policy at an elite public school in Fairfax, Virginia, at least for now. The court is letting the policy continue while a legal challenge plays out. Parents pleaded to block the policy after a lower court found the policy discriminates against Asian American students. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Check your fridge and freezer. More than 120 pounds of ground beef products are being recalled due to E. coli concerns. The USDA reports Lakeside Refrigerated Services issued the recall on beef products manufactured between February 1st and April 8th. For more information, visit USDA.gov. Officials have announced a seizure at the Canadian border. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they seized 10 counterfeit 1936 Detroit Red Wings Stanley Cup Championship rings this week. Officials saying the rings had a total value of around $15,000. The rings violated the intellectual property rights of the team's trademark and were not authentic.
The stock market tanked on Tuesday. This added to already significant losses so far this month amid ongoing concerns about an economic slowdown. Meanwhile, Forbes reports that investors dumped shares of big tech stocks ahead of several big earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 2.4%, over 800 points, while the S&P 500 lost 2.8% and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite 4%. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers and actress Shailene Woodley have parted ways again. The on-off couple ended their engagement in February, only to get back together a month later. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.